Merry Christmas. I am so honored and blessed to be with you guys here this morning and here at Christ United, and I hope that God's message today will just touch your heart as it has touched mine. I'd like to say hi to friends and family who are watching live today, and just want to extend a Merry Christmas to everyone out there. So as Chad mentioned, today is the last of our Advent series. We have been in a series called I'll Be Home, and this series has explored through classic movies that we all know and love, and we have covered what it looks like to have hope and joy and love, and today we're going to look at peace. We're going to look at what life looks like when we have peace in it. Through this movie, A Wonderful Life. But first, let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we come to you this morning anticipating the birth of your Son. And for that, we are grateful and we are blessed. We honor you in this season. We honor you in the ups and downs of life. We ask you to be with each of us through the next few days, as for some, it is a time of excitement, and as for others, it is a time of struggle. Lord, just be with each of us in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. So before we dig into the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, I want to read scripture. And today I'm going to be reading from the book of Romans. The Apostle Paul wrote this book, and we're going to be reading from the Chapter 8, verses 28 through 38. So hear the word of the Lord. We know that God works all things together for the ones who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose. And how do we know this? Well, the Apostle Paul is telling us in verse 29, we know this because God knew them, God knew us, you and me, in advance. And he decided in advance that they would be conformed to the image of his Son. That way his Son would be the first of many brothers and sisters. Those who God decided in advance would be conformed to his Son, he also called. Those whom he called, he also made righteous. Those whom he made righteous, he also glorified. Now, in this next section, Paul is asking questions that we may very well be thinking, but he also answers them for us. So follow along here in verse 31. So what are we going to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He didn't spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all. Won't he also freely give us all things with him? Who will bring a charge against God's elect people? It is God who acquits them. Who is going to convict them? It is Christ who died, even more, who was raised and who also is at God's right side. It is Christ Jesus who also pleads our case for us. Who will separate us from Christ's love? Will we be separated by trouble or distress or harassment or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, we are being put to death all day long for your sake. We are treated like sheep for slaughter. But in all these things, we win a sweeping victory through the one who loved us. I'm convinced, writes Paul, that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. So as we take a look at our movie, I want to know with a show of hands, if I can see you guys out there, how many of you have seen It's a Wonderful Life? Okay, so almost everyone. So today we are going to dig into it, and you'll be reminded of just the richness and wonderful classic that it is. And for those of you who haven't seen it, hopefully we can give you a little snippet of what it's all about. So George is the main character, George Bailey, in this movie. And George is a young man with a younger brother, and he and his brother live in this small town of Bedford Falls, New York. George and his brother live with their parents, but George has big dreams after high school. He dreams that he is going to go and do great things, that he is going to make great change for himself. Take a look. So you can see that he had great aspirations for life. And as I think about George, I'm reminded in this season of Mary. Mary, Jesus's mother, who at the time the angel Gabriel came to see her was just a young teen girl. And he came to see her and he said she would be with child. And I can only imagine the fear that she must have had in this situation, because after all, she's engaged to be married to Joseph, and this is not exactly what she had planned. But her response is so sweet, and she says, "How could this be? I know if the angel would have come to me, I too would have been afraid, but I would have been like, what the?" I mean, I cannot even imagine what she was thinking, especially with the season that she was in her life. And you too may have big dreams for your life, or have had big dreams for your life, because we're all after that American dream, right? The finer things. I know in college, I dreamed of graduating, of staying in my hometown, which was Lake Charles, Louisiana at the time, of marrying my college boyfriend and starting a family. But plans don't always work out how we think they will. It didn't go as George planned. Certainly didn't go as Mary planned. It may not be going as you planned, and I know it didn't go as I planned. But let's take a look at what happens to George's plans. George could ever even leave his hometown, his father dies. And no one is left to take over the family business, the building and loan. And so George ends up staying in his hometown. And he takes over the business. He falls in love unintentionally with a young girl named Mary, coincidentally. And he stays. And he faces crisis. George is in a situation where not only has his American dream not come true, but his business is failing. He potentially could be charged of embezzlement for filing for bankruptcy and, of course, letting his family down. I don't know about you, but I've certainly been in a time of desperation like he must have been. Take a look. I've been there. Have you? If we think about Mary at this time in her life and her plans as she is pledged to be married to Joseph, the angel is telling her that she will be with child and she will name him Jesus. And he will not just be any baby. He will be the Prince of Peace. He will be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and he will rule the world. I can only imagine what she might have been feeling. And then we think about ourselves and our dreams. And maybe some of you are going through hard times right now. Life may feel stressful. It may feel chaotic and overwhelming, which makes it difficult to see any good in your situation. You may feel like nothing makes sense and don't know or understand why things aren't happening or why they are. And Christmas seems to magnify those feelings. I know for me, 2 weeks after I graduated from college, my dad died of a sudden heart attack. I was living with him at the time, and realized that I was on my own and I was going to have to figure out what was next. So I began looking for a job, but I couldn't find one in my hometown. My college boyfriend wasn't ready to make a lifelong commitment, and so I found a job in Dallas and came here. I experienced great change, grieving, and alone. But Paul reminds us in our scripture that we can find comfort and peace, knowing, being certain that God is at work in all things to bring good to God's people. Paul doesn't say we see or we think all things are good. He says we know. As believers, we know all things are good for those who love God. God's promise to bring good to his people extends far beyond our own lifetime and reaches to eternity, even when we feel our plans are being defeated. Even when our plans seemed really good to us, God often has something better in mind for us. In fact, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21 says that God is sovereign. Nothing can defeat God's plan and purposes for our lives. I hope that you know that each of you are a child of God and part of God's plan. God calls each of you by name. You are his. And just as the angel said to Mary, you are highly favored. God is with you. Why don't we take a second and just look at the person next to you and just tell them you are highly favored. God is with you. I think that's so important in this season because so often we do feel disconnected from family and friends. And here in this place, as believers, we are united in Christ. You are highly favored. God is with you. So peace is our identity in Christ. And because of God's plan, Scripture says that we are called, justified, and glorified to carry out God's ultimate purpose. As our movie continues, George heads down the road to destruction, even to the point of wishing that he had never been born, when an angel named Clarence comes to remind George of the difference that he has made in the life and lives of those around him. Clarence actually says, each man's life touches many other lives, and when he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole. Take a look. So George mattered to the people of Bedford Falls. And even though he lived his life for others, he didn't even recognize the value of his own life. That his life is God's greatest gift, and that in living it for others, he is carrying out God's purpose and plan. He is being Christ-like without even knowing it. And when we think about Mary, Mary mattered. She was an integral part of God's plan. By surrendering to God's plan, Mary made a difference not only in her own life, but in the world. There are several other people in the Bible who reached a point where they had wished they were never born as well. Surprisingly, Moses, Job, Elijah, and even Jonah reached that point and just wished that they had never been born. But they were born for a purpose and triumphed through the security of God's love. God's call to us does more than invite people on personal faith in what Christ has done for us. Christ died in our place, in your place, in my place, on the cross. For us. to be glorified is to be made like Christ. And God promises security in his love. As a child of God, you are impacting eternity, and you may not even know it. But I hope today you are reminded of the value of your life. So I ended up getting my first job out of college right here in Dallas in 1989. Met my husband, and we married, started a family. After about 20 years in the corporate world, I started working at a local church and then heard my call to ministry. And every day I am reminded of the honor and blessing that I have to make a difference in the life and lives of those around me. Peace is knowing that God is making a difference in and through you. And I hope you know that today. We all have experiences in life that don't go quite according to our plans, but because of God's protection, we can be confident in his sovereign plan and purpose for us. In our movie, Clarence reminds George of his worth, reminds George of his deeper sense of purpose. And as he runs through the streets of Bedford Falls, embracing his kids and his wife, he's finally living life again. Take a look. So he has realized the value of life, and that even though his plan has not worked out according to what he thought it would, it is wonderful. When we think about Mary and her surrender to God's plan and purpose for her life, we can experience God, as Paris sang earlier, as one of us in the flesh. Our destiny is wrapped up in God's loving choice to make Jesus the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. I recently read author C.S. Lewis, who said, "If Christ had never been born, it would be always winter and never Christmas." I imagine God would have figured out another way to fulfill his plan and purpose, but it worked out. And God became one of us so that we could hear, see, and understand God. And because Jesus was born, we have a model of God to follow. And we have a model of God to learn from. We have salvation. We have eternity. We have the security of God in his promises being fulfilled in the world. People and things seem to be against us, and in reality, they are. The world is against believers, especially. Even our own sinful flesh opposes us all the time. But God is for us, and no one can stand against God. And nothing or no one can defeat you, because God is on your side. God is for you. God has already given you and me his greatest gift, God's only son. And this promise fulfilled secures every other promise. And as a Christian, you are part of this lineage of Christ. And your purpose here is to be sanctified by God's grace and live into the image of Christ. And in doing that, you are changing the world. Your sufferings become more manageable, because in the light of Christ's birth, purpose on earth, and ultimately death on the cross, because Christ himself experienced it and knows how something so bad can be so good to those who trust him. When I look back on my own dreams after college, I realize that life didn't turn out the way I planned at all. It is so much better. And I am so grateful for God's word. I can see where God, throughout any struggle that I have had in life, is woven through all the ups and downs, throughout each struggle. So peace is God's eternal protection through the birth, death, and resurrection of Christ. Christmas is a time of year, as we've talked about over the last few weeks, of hope, love, joy, and peace. But for some, it is a time of year that is filled with deep pain and struggle and sorrow, whether that's through home or work or friends or family. And we may never understand life circumstances this side of heaven, but we can be secure, as Paul tells us, in God's love. Christmas is a time of year that we, God's children, are reminded of his grace and love for each of us. We're reminded of God's divine plan. God isn't working things together for our comfort or our prosperity or to make it easy. God is working together for our supreme good. Christmas is a time of year that we, God's children, are reminded of the significance of life. Your life matters. You were uniquely designed and made by God with a plan. Every detail was carefully thought out when you were created. Your skills, abilities, personality, dreams, passions, talents, and intelligence. You were created for a purpose, a special purpose, and intricately formed to do the work that only you are able to do. To serve and share, to love and lead, to give and worship, to create. You were created in Christ Jesus to become more like him through all that you do. Your actions and words change the actions and words of others. And when you aren't around, it leaves a hole in us. You are missed. And finally, Christmas is a time of year where we, God's children, are reminded of the birth of Jesus, who has gone before us, giving us the chance to live again. Christ's birth is the beginning of who you are, where you're going, and the peace you possess as a believer in him. Because of Christ, your eternal identity and destiny are secure. So whatever happens, a believer's identity, purpose, and eternal destiny are found in the security of God's love. Christ wants to be at home in each of us. Just invite him in if you haven't already. So often we allow the world to fill that vacancy in our hearts, and it crowds out God's purpose and plan for us. But when Christ is born in us, when we have invited him in, a vacancy is filled, not only here on earth, but in our heavenly home. We stand before God as new creations clothed in Christ, in Christ's perfect righteousness. This all-time classic, It's a Wonderful Life. If you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to go and see it, watch it all the way through. It is really a touching story with messages all throughout. It nurtures and it comforts our belief that in the end, the wrong will fail and the right prevail, with peace on earth and goodwill to men. You are highly favored. God is with you. Let's pray. Oh God, we are here this morning because we believe and we trust in your word, and we are grateful for the words of Paul to remind us that you are for us. Because of your almighty power, nothing can come against us. And God, even if our plans aren't working out the way that we thought they would, we know and we can be confident and comforted in knowing that you have our supreme plan in mind. and that you will show us the way, no matter what. And Lord, we are grateful for this Christmas season when you have come in the flesh as a Christ child to be with us, to offer us the security and protection in your love. Be with everyone as they go throughout this Christmas season, to be with family and friends. May they be reminded that you are with them and that they are highly favored. Amen.